have a question.
I was late to that, folks. I apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry, Nancy. Go ahead.
Yeah, the number, this is from Robin. This 2333 number is from Robin. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Robin said that some of those are like two people in one address, and so she's just counting the addresses. So she said, and I forgot what it was, like 200 or 300 more you add. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that, but if that's what Robin says, then that's probably correct.
Oh, I thought maybe you knew too, because it's a big difference, you know, if you're just counting the addresses of our members or you're counting the actual number of our members, which are sometimes two in a household. I'd like to get that clarified for the next time we meet.
So I'll ask her.
Thank you.
If that number is inclusive of that, or do we need to add on top of that? I'll ask her.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I think maybe I heard Ted's voice.
Yeah. Before I ask the question I want to ask, I want to let Sean know that I am in the Zoom call on my laptop. I was in my car when I got home, so right now I'm on my phone, and I'm going to ask this question, listen to the answer, or I just don't want to create feedback, and I'm afraid that might happen. But it says John Kelly McPherson, Zoom meeting. Will let me in soon.
Just change over.
What I would like to know.
Teresa Howard?
Well, let me ask this question first, and that is, Markeisha, as far back as you can remember, can you tell us the highest number that we had in terms of members? Or a ballpark figure?
A ballpark would maybe around 12,000 or so, but that was early in the early 2000s, maybe 04, 05, I think, somewhere in there.
That was.
Hmm? Did you hear that, Ted, or
no.
Were you switching over?
It was a drop off. I didn't hear anything.
I heard 10,000 to about 2,500 now.
I said, no, I think it was around 12,000 from what I remember in the early 2000s, maybe 2004 or 5. That's the highest I remember it to ever be.
Got to about 14,000 at one point,
okay.
Mark. Yeah,
okay.
14. We had like 13,800, something like that at one point.
All right. But that was still early 2000,
like
right?
04, 05,
okay.
And then things started to go downhill from there.
Okay, so something like that. Did you hear that, Ted?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Other questions before we? Hearing none.
This is Nancy. Not for tonight, because it's probably not ready, but could we have a detailed report of the accounting of the two events, the Guy Clark, event and the Larry Summers, memorial event?
Winters.
Got your seasons mixed up.
What did I say?
Summer. Okay, Larry Summers or something.
Summer ball. Okay, I got it mixed up.
You wrap them together. I'll send the one for the Larry Winters Memorial. We have not received anything on the Guy Clark event. I'm not even aware of who put that event on. We haven't received any funds nor a reconciliation of anything that went along with that. So.
Was there a proper application made for being able to, you know, announce it on the air and be a proper?
I'm guessing there was if we were announcing it, but I would have to. I'm pretty sure Robin wouldn't have let that happen, but without it.
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah, but we haven't seen any.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you, Markeisha. This was put on by at Rice University and sponsored by the Gutierrez. No, I'm sorry, I've got that wrong. It's a different event. It was put on by Rice, and they're going to distribute funds back to us from what I understand.
Right. So, we just haven't received it yet.
But they were paying performers, and they, apparently it was a very good event, if that means anything. So.
Okay. So as soon as I know, everyone on here will know. Okay. Anything else, Nancy?
Yeah, were there tickets?
We didn't sell any tickets. Sandy, do you know the answer to that?
It was all done through Rice University. It was at their campus. We were the beneficiary. It wasn't our event.
Like I'm talking about the Larry Winters thing. Sorry, I should have clarified. I mean, was there tickets at the till, at the gate? I mean, like we used to do a long time ago, you know, where there's one row, it's got these little numbers on it, you cut off one piece, but you keep a copy of the number on another row, so you keep the second row. I mean, we used to do that a long time ago.
Nancy, I was there. I'm sorry if you didn't have the chance to go. It was $20 at the door, but nobody would be turned away, and people were able to go back and write checks to Robin.
And
I asked a question.
I answered the question. There were $20 at the door. And
no, that's tickets. Not my question. My question is, do we have
Nancy?
Nancy,
there's no tickets.
Yes. Are you going to interrupt all the time, Sandy? Can I speak?
Nancy, I'm going to interrupt. You have asked your question. Now I'm going to ask Sandy, who was integrally involved in the event, to answer your question. Please, Sandy, go ahead.
There were no tickets. If you're looking for an accounting at the door, it was strictly a cash box and volunteers, and they were collecting money at the door in a cash box. But most of the
I was afraid you were going to say that. This is so unprofessional.
You're out of order. He's trying to answer your question.
I'm not done.
Finish answering your question.
His answer was no.
Okay, Nancy, the bulk of the money that was collected directly by Robin, where she had a – the Continental Club has a couple of different rooms. The front room has a stage. The back room has an area where Robin was at, and artists would set up their merch, and there's space back there to mill around. So people were coming up to Robin, and that's where most of our donations were collected through the course of the afternoon. If you think it's unprofessional, come on out and volunteer and bring tickets, but coordinate with whoever's putting the event on. You know, we're
Robin taught me. We always keep a record of every ticket that we sell so that we know at the end of the night how much we're supposed to have. Otherwise, people could easily, put things in the till without, you know,
I'm
no record
raise my own
or take
point
things
of order.
Out.
My own point of order. We're here to discuss the budget. We can discuss all this other silly bullshit as things go on.
Oh, thank you very much. I object to that. I really do.
You may object to it all night. I would like to hear Markeisha, who's been working for us all day long. I would like her to address the budget for which we've asked her here specifically.
A point of personal privilege or whatever. No. I apologize. Teresa wants to get in. Can you let Teresa in?
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's straight up. Okay. Markeisha,
I'm just
going to
say one quick thing about the tickets. There were no, mostly everything was, by charge card. And in this day of COVID, we're not trying to do a lot of paper handling and back and forth with people. So right now that's still a no-go, Nancy. I understand how you
$20 back.
Well, that's already got enough germs on it, but you know, we're definitely trying to cut down on the transfer of, but anyway, I shouldn't have to explain that. Y'all know the, okay. All right. So, the budget as presented is a very rough draft. It doesn't have all the expenses that are going to be necessary, to get us, up and going in our new home. But if anyone has looked at it, you do see that we are definitely in the red in a major way. And, this is just with bare bone expenses as usual. Julia is aware that we're in the red and has said that, I shouldn't be trying to inflate revenue numbers just to balance it. So that's where we're going to look to ideas about how to increase our revenue, But right now, as it stands, I budgeted right at about $500,000 for next year for revenue, which includes listener support, our corporate match, our major donor, and our car donations. We should start budgeting with, adding events in for next year. But we have not, gotten that far yet. As far as any of the expenses go, and I asked Julia about the central services amount since someone told me on the last meeting that it had been modified, but Julia said that still was not the case. So I'm not sure who the gentleman was or person, I don't know if it was a male or female, that said that it had been reduced and we should reflect that in our budget. But Julia said that is not the case. And for those of you who don't know, Julia is the CFO that's with Netta. That's our acting CFO from Netta. Okay. I don't know if you want to go. I don't really want to go line by line. I would prefer to be asked questions about specific things. Or I'm really open to any ideas that anyone has or where we could get some revenue from. So who has their hand up? Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah, my question was, Markeisha, I think you had brought up at the NFC meeting that, it was your understanding or you were leading the charge on a dispute of central services charges that they're based on,